Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lauren Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then the show's for you. Hi, Liz. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, Laura. It's a pleasure to be here in your company.
I'm so excited to chat with you. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am the host of Reader Seeks Romance, which is the number one romance novel talk show on YouTube. Why number one? Because I say so. And I don't think anyone else is doing what I'm doing. And if there is someone else, let me know. I interview romance authors and romance fiction influencers. We talk about their new releases. I ask them what's the first romance novel they ever read, what age they started reading romance. And I also produce a fun segment for each guest. Usually it's very specific to their book's theme or to, you know, what they write. And that ranges from trivia, which I do with a lot of historical romance authors, and that's a lot of fun. I also do this or that, usually a sexy version. I'll do secret confessions of romance authors. What else do I do? I also do the match game where the author and I see if we can match answers, and it's all pertaining to reading and romance and all that fun jazz. So yeah.
Oh my gosh, I love this. I love your show. So I was telling you, you keep me company every week.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to hear that, because I don't get a whole lot of comments. So I assume people are so overwhelmed and happy they can't put into words how much they love the show.
Well, I watch it on Google Nest. Like, I have a little screen in my desk, and I watch them while I'm at work. So I don't comment. I just, like, I watch the show, you know, so.
Okay. Okay. I believe you, Laura. I believe you.
It's okay. So tell us a fun fact about yourself.
Yes, I have a fun fact prepared. So this is pertaining to my romance journey. It began in eighth grade. I went to Catholic school, and I found a ton of Harlequin and Danielle Steele books in the classroom library. Now, not the big library for all the grades, because that would have been traumatic, I would imagine, for the little kids to find that. This was just in the eighth grade bookcase. And my friend and I were the most studious in the group. So we inspected it, you know, like, what are these covers? These are like old school Harlequins with, you know, the women and the men about to kiss and clothes coming off. And my friend and I started reading them, and I was like, I don't think anyone knows these books are back here. And we devoured them. And that kicked off my love for romance. So there you go. That's a fun fact.
The rest is history.
That's right. Now I'm 45 and I'm still reading romance and loving it.
I love this. So today we're going to talk about 2021 romance debut authors or debut novels. So tell us the top five picks for 2021 year.
Yes. Okay. Number one. Well, actually, I shouldn't say number one, because then that sounds like I'm playing favorites and I want this to be equal.
No, the sequel.
Okay. The Viking Chief's Marriage Alliance by Lucy Morris. Okay. I adored this book, and I know what you're thinking. Vikings, they're harsh. Lucy injects reality, but she also makes it, heartwarming. So it's not brutal. It's awesome. Trust me. Here's what it's about. It's a historical romance set in 880 AD in Northumbria, England. The story is rich in Viking tradition, storytelling, and there's a second chance love story. Recently widowed woman of status, Gita, leaves her home in Scandinavia to start anew in the Viking lands of modern day England. Her shipwrecks, so there's a shipwreck. I mean, come on, how romantic is a shipwreck? I mean, you know, now we can look back and say it's romantic. And she is saved by a divorced, didn't think they got divorced back then, divorced alpha role, or a tough guy with a heart of gold, Chieftain Torstein Bergson. That's a mouthful. An arranged marriage takes place, and both must overcome past bad relationships to be able to trust and love one another. So Lucy, as a debut author, fantastic. I mean, she is aces with conjuring the sights and the sounds and the atmosphere of the Viking era. It is a delicious sexual tension-y novel. It's equally sweet and slow burn sexuality. Listen, I know people, when you say Vikings, their eyebrow goes up. Trust me, okay? I know you don't, not everyone knows me, but Laura, you've got to trust me. You have to read this. It just, it's one of those books that transports you. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, next, another historical fiction. A Lady's Formula for Love by Elizabeth Everett. Have you read that? I see you shaking your head.
I have it on my TBR. It's on my list of books that I own that I have not read. So tell me why I need to pick it up right now.
Okay, you have to move that up. It is book one in Secret Scientists of London. Mm-hmm. It is set in 1842, Victorian England, and it's filled with women in science, suspense, and sex. The novel introduces readers to Athena's Retreat, which is a women's group that has an underground safe haven for women scientists. It's all secretive. I love all that stuff, that espionage, not espionage, but like secret underground stuff. The romance focuses on the club's founder. So book one, and then book two is another member, and so on and so forth. So the founder is Violet, and she develops a romance with her bodyguard, Arthur, this big hulk of a man, and he's hired to protect Violet because there are these attacks on her club and they have to find out what's going on. So sexual tension-y, steamy, humorous, a refreshing take on Victorian England because it's 1842. I don't know how many romances you read in Victorian England. A lot of it is like 1860s, 1880s, 1840s. There's some interesting stuff going on with the relatively new Queen Victoria. She's this young woman. It's like, oh, we've got this woman as a queen. There's a lot of things surrounding that, that, you know, is brought up in the novel. Ultimately, it's about loving and accepting yourself that you can, so that you can learn to love another. So it's a fantastic message, and it's just brilliant. It's so much fun. Next up, Satisfaction Guaranteed by Karelia Stets Waters. And you're shaking your head. Did you read this one?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. It's a contemporary queer romance between two women with humor, heart, and sex toys. Mm-hmm. Cade, a buttoned-up art gallery manager slash accountant, inherits half of a failing toy shop, a failing sex toy shop. Can't forget the sex part of that one. And it's called Satisfaction Guaranteed, hence the name of the book. And Selena, a free-spirited sex educator, inherits the other half of the store. So they have to work together. Total opposites attract. I love opposites attract. And they come together to save the business. Love blooms, or should I say love buzzes? All right, I had to throw that in. So again, it's an opposites attract rom-com. Satisfaction Guaranteed lives up to its titular promise. It's sweet, sexy, funny. And oh my God, the book opens up at a funeral. And to me, that is the ultimate start to a rom-com, is opening up at a funeral. That's how I would do it if I was writing a rom-com. Mm-hmm. So yeah. And so there you go. That's number four. No, that's number three. Again, I won't use numbers. A Certain Appeal by Vanessa King.
Yes.
Yes, right? Yes. Yes. I should really just say yes and move on, because that's all you need to know. Just read it. It's a contemporary romance retelling of Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice set amid the New York City burlesque scene. Liz Bennett is a former interior designer and part-time stage kitten. And stage kitten is the person whose job it is to pick up the performer's clothes as they strip. Okay. Will Darcy is a private wealth manager. Their initial meeting doesn't go well because we've all read Pride and Prejudice. We know how that goes. Will is kind of uptight, kind of appears put off by the burlesque scene and about Liz. But the more they cross paths, the more they warm to each other. And the narrative sticks to the major beats of the source material. So you have an idea of where this all goes from here, folks. It is a reimagining that is brilliant in many ways. There are plot twists, memorable characters, Jane, who Jane Bennett is Liz Bennett's sister in the original, you know, Pride and Prejudice. In Vanessa King's reimagining, Jane is a Black gay man who embodies so much of the heart of the story. He's like, I think he might be my favorite character. There is found family, flirtatious humor, and spectacular stage performances that you really can envision as you're reading. Vanessa does a great job of detailing all of that. As being someone who used to work in the burlesque scene, she was a stage kitten. So fantastic. Definitely add that to your list if you haven't read it yet. Next, Sips and Strokes, book one in Unlikely Pairing series by co-authoring duo Sarah Sky, which are the authors Sarah Smith and Sky McDonald. It is a steamy, contemporary fake dating romance. You know how we all love that fake dating. Featuring a super hot hayride and banana s'mores. Now, do I even need to continue reading? Sure, I'll continue. I mean, do I even need to continue telling you about it? No, I mean, you should be good from there, but I will tell you a little bit. So we have an art professor, Lily, and she has to attend her ex-boyfriend's wedding to her childhood bully. Okay, so her ex is marrying her childhood bully. So that's a cluster F that is ripe for drama and an entertaining read. When Lily meets Calder Ross, a Scottish romance novel cover model and aspiring whiskey spokesman, Lily and Calder strike up a mutually beneficial fake dating arrangement. As the two spend time faking it, things eventually get real AF. Dun, dun, dun. This is a highly devourable novel. You could probably finish this in a weekend, in a day. It is so readable. It's fun, sexual tension-y, steamy, and you have two lovable protagonists that you root for as individuals and as a couple. So I think that was five, right?
Yeah, you got it. And these are great recommendations. Like, we had Sarah Sky come on the show. Vanessa King is coming on the show soon. Excited because I was also involved in the New York City burlesque.
wait, is this breaking news? Like, did I just like...
I think I mentioned it, but yeah, I actually, before I was a book blogger, book podcaster and stuff like that, I had a moment, I think 2010 to 2014, I was like trying to find myself. And I was like, I wanted to love myself and figure out this whole self-discovery journey. And so I found a Groupon where is a burlesque bikini bootcamp class. And this burlesque teacher was teaching you like burlesque bikini bootcamp, like, you know, like cutesy aerobics stuff with burlesque. And I remember being like, I want what she's having. So I took her class and I basically followed her. I ended up performing at one point, like, yeah, like stripping off my clothes. I invite all my friends and family to come and show this whole thing. But yeah, it was like a lot of fun. Like, I did take a class in New York City burlesque class, which is actually, she mentions it. The burlesque scene is like, it's just, it's so different from like the regular, what you expect is like, it's just confidence that you get to exude. And it's just like a sense of like slow motion. Like, it's not as like, I'm just going to take off my clothes and boom, 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 boom. It's more like slowly peeling off the gloves and slowly peeling off the bra and like having this connection with the audience and like having this sense of like, you're exuding like this confidence, this sense of belief, like you're actually awesome, you know, as the way you are. So
first of all, you're my new hero because that's awesome. Would you say it almost sounds like a lesson in mindfulness?
Yes.
Right. So I would say, was it therapeutic on any level? I mean, well, aside from the confidence boost, and I mean, would you say that mentally it helped clear your mind or like?
Yeah. It was definitely like a sense of it is mindfulness. It's a sense of like connection with something higher than you, like a sense of like you're doing something very like from your inner source, not from what your head is telling you, like just connecting to your heart and connecting to a sense of like, this is where I'm supposed to be, you know, as opposed to in the future tense or in the past tense. Like, you cannot live in the past while stripping off the clothes. Like, it doesn't work that way. And it doesn't work that way thinking about, like, I have a to-do list of 1 mile long and I need to get all this stuff done. It's like, no, you have to be present in this moment in order to connect with the audience and connect with, like, the space that you're in.
I love that. And I love, yeah, I love everything about this. I feel like I want to know so much more. I wonder, I'll have to look to see if my new town of Columbus, Ohio has any burlesque. I know they have pole dance classes, but I'm not sure if that's, is it like a similar principle behind that? Like,
pole is actually like a lot of work. I would say pole dancing is definitely like, it's upper body and you have to push it. I would say burlesque is a little different because it's not about the dance routine. It's not like you're just like shaking it up and doing it. It's a more slower pace. It's about like connecting with your body and then connecting with the space around you and be able to like slowly strip off the clothes, you know, slowly but surely, but enjoying the process, like totally being in the moment of enjoying every single step that you take.
Yeah. Right. I love that. I love it.
And then there's also make fun costumes. So you can just do glitter and like, you know, like frills and fun stuff. And so you get to make like really cute costumes, you know?
Yeah. I kind of, that part appeals to me even more, is being able to be creatively expressive with your clothing and wear things you wouldn't normally wear. So you're in, that must obviously help put you in that special headspace. Like, I love it. I love everything about this. Well,
I think the New York City Burlesque School may have some online classes. They might have done, it may have pivoted over the pandemic. So I would suggest checking them out. They're great. Yeah. There's a lot of different stuff. And like, honestly, it's just a practice. Like, I would say if you have the opportunity to go to a burlesque show and just experience it, and like just experience the whole experience of it and like see what appeals to you, you know?
All right. Then that's what I'll do, Laura.
Yes. I love this. So tell us where to find you online.
Where to find me? I actually had to write that down because I forget what my, okay. So as far as finding me on YouTube, because the show is only on YouTube, just type in YouTube. I mean, type in YouTube. Go up to YouTube, put in, you know, Reader Seeks Romance. I'm the only Reader Seeks Romance, so you'll be able to find me that way. If you want to type it in, it's youtube.com/C/ Reader Seeks Romance. You can also find me on Facebook, IG, and Twitter. Facebook, I have a different handle for each. Believe me, it wasn't my choice to do that. Facebook is Reader Seeks Romance Talk Show. Instagram is Reader Seeks Romance. And Twitter is Romance Book Show. So stop by and check out my fun promo posts. And I've got pictures of books that I'm reading and just general awesomeness.
I love this. Thank you, Liz, for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Laura. This is a lot of fun. I hope to be back again sometime later this year, maybe. Who knows?
Yes. If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. Today's episode's partner is Libre FM. If you're an audiobook listener, then you should add Libre FM as your go-to source for paid audiobooks. Libre FM makes it possible for you to buy audiobooks through your local bookstore. Memberships start at $14.95, and they also have great sales for romance audiobooks each month for $3.99, thanks to the Kiss Club. To sign up for Libre FM, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/LibreFM. You will receive a free audiobook when you sign up for a monthly subscription. If you purchase a subscription through our link, you will be supporting the podcast at no cost to you. The What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.